The 2025 legislative session is mere days away, and the first legislator to join us on the Palmetto Family Matters show is Representative Luke Rankin. I got to make sure I get the face right when it comes time to put the thumbnail up. It's the Palmetto Family Matters show.
Justin, first of all, thank you so much for having me on the show. Honored to be the first legislator for the 2025 year to be on the show, but just really thankful for what you guys do for the state of South Carolina, upholding biblical values, and appreciate the introduction. You know, the confusion has already started in Columbia, and it is only going to get probably more intense. And I agree. You know, me and Senator Luke Rankin have actually kept in contact over the last 5 years, ever since I ran for county council in Lawrence County. That's when the confusion originally began. But I did see the reporter Joe Bustos's post, and I think me and the senator can figure out a way to make that happen.
I just let me know that you're going to do it, because I need to make sure that I make the short walk from our office to the state house lobby, because I need to be there for that moment. Let's have some conversation here. You're the first legislator to be on the show, so you got a leg up on Senator Massey, who's been on the show before. You got a leg up on Representative McCravey, who's been on the show before. But you're the first in 2025, so we're going to broach some topics here that may not necessarily be specific legislation, because, well, the session hasn't started yet. Let's start with you're a freshman representative, and you're part of a very large freshman class when you combine both chambers. I've had some conversations with folks. It appears to be that we're in the midst of a changing of the guard, so to speak, in South Carolina politics. A lot of younger representatives and senators are taking places in the chambers that were once occupied by those who might be much more their senior. So what drove you to run for your House seat there representing District 14 in Lawrence County?
Great question, Justin. You know, really, this is a loaded question, because for me, you know, my political journey started after I got saved at a young age. I was 6 years old. The Lord saved me. And it was shortly after that moment that the Lord instilled in my heart a desire to make a difference for His kingdom in the political arena. And that dream and that desire grew the older I got. And, you know, eventually I ended up volunteering for Senator Ted Cruz's presidential campaign. And then, you know, went to college and was working my way through college. And senior year in college, Justin, I felt the incredible urge from the Lord to run for county council in Lawrence County. And, you know, I was working a full-time job, full-time student, wrapping up my senior year. You know, a lot of people thought I was crazy for doing it. But when the Lord tells you to do something, you say, I will, by faith, and He will direct your path and make things clear. And that's what he did. We ran a grassroots campaign for county council in 2020. And it was just unbelievable to see how the Lord worked. And, you know, we unseated an 18-year incumbent, someone who most of the county thought could never be beaten. And the Lord had other plans. And it was just amazing to see how the Lord worked there. And, you know, being on the county council for the past 4 years, you know, really equipped me, prepared me for the next step. And, you know, once the state house seat became open, my phone was ringing off the hook. Again, had a lot of stuff going on in my personal life. Had to really pray about it and make sure that this was the right thing that the Lord had for me. And again, He made it so clear. He really cleared the path. You know, we actually didn't even have a primary opponent or a general election opponent, which is unprecedented. It's only happened a few times in state history. And so that was another testament to the fact that the Lord was behind this. He's you know, equipped me for this next step, and it's just been amazing to see how the Lord works.
You know, that you raise an interesting point there. You don't have a primary opponent. You don't have a general opponent. You go, yeah, that makes me immediately think, well, if not me, then who?
Yes.
If not me, who was going to do it? So that's an interesting statement that you make there. Let's fast forward now. You win that election. And over the last couple of months, you've been down to Columbia a few times. You had reorg a couple of weeks ago, the organizational session, I should say, where you guys got to pick your seats. So congratulations. Who's your seatmate?
Representative Doug Gillum, good friend of mine over there in Union County.
Doug Gillum, great guy. Great guy, nice. Great representative, and going to be a great seatmate for you too. So you get your seat. I want you to take us to that moment where you're sitting in the chamber. You are on the floor. A lot of people have never, A, been to their state house in Colombia, on the grounds, B, been in the state house, or C, certainly very few have, even fewer have been on the floor. Describe that experience if you're sitting at your desk on the floor of the House of Representatives for the first time. What's going through your mind there as you sit there and listen to the speaker, or in some cases, the speaker pro tem?
It was a surreal moment, Justin. It really is incredible to, for one, have the honor and privilege of representing my district, but secondly, sitting there in the State House chambers where so much history has preceded us, and just to really take a moment, and I just had to keep on reflecting on, wow, this is incredible to have the opportunity to be here at this moment in history, which truly is unbelievable. I mean, we look around us today, everything is unprecedented. Yeah, the media continues to tell us everything is unprecedented. Well, we're in an unprecedented, spot in history, and to have the opportunity to serve and to be a vital, part of our government is unbelievable. And so it was amazing. It's something I'll never forget. And it's really something that all legislators, all elected officials need to really keep at the forefront of what they're doing. And I think there's a lot of complacency and leadership and people that have served in office for many, many years. They lose sight of how important it is to be where they are and the great responsibility that they have. And so I want to make sure I keep that feeling burning in my heart. And so anyway, it was unbelievable. I'll never forget it. It's a moment that will live in my memory for the rest of my life.
Then here in a couple of days, you get to hear that that there's a roll call happening, and to please make your presence. That's just going to happen on Tuesday. As you look ahead to what's coming up in 2025, and of course, it's a year one of a 2-year session. It seems like for House Representatives, you very quickly are looking at a possible reelect, but we're not there yet, obviously, going into January the 14th being the first day of the session. When you talked about faith being the driving factor behind running, when you look at your role as a House member representing your district, but also being a part of some committees as well, you're part of the Rules Committee, you're a part of the Agriculture Committee, and I'll let you give a little insight as to the importance of your appointment to that committee here in just a second. How is your faith and how is your belief in biblical values? Because I think a lot of people trot out the word faith when they're an elected official. And a lot of times I have to ask, faith in who or faith in what exactly? Because your voting record and or your personal life really doesn't reflect a life of faith at all. The same faith that you had that brought you to the point of running, winning, how is that going to drive your participation on those committees, your voting on legislation, your overall temperament in conversations within the House? How is that going to affect day to day?
Yeah, so again, my faith is the driving force for what I do, and really, I want to be a legislator who looks at legislation and looks at the Bible and says, how does this line up with God's word? And as government officials, we need to get back to exalting God's word above man's word. And for me, I look at two people in the Bible that have really inspired me in my political career, and that is Daniel and Joseph. And the way that the Lord used those two men to make a difference for his kingdom in their respective time periods in the Bible is amazing and inspiring to me. And they did not compromise. They held fast to what God's word says and for what God tells us to do and how to conduct ourselves. And I've really modeled myself after those two guys. And you also brought up, how will my faith impact how I engage in discourse with other members of the House? I think that's a very crucial part of politics that is not examined enough. We live in a culture and a climate where if we disagree with each other on one minute detail, then things are going to get vicious and hateful. It should never be that way. I believe in treating people with the love of Jesus. and the love of Christ, and extending grace for when people don't treat me well. Well, I'm not going to return tit for tat and go after them with the same viciousness that they go after me. And through that, hopefully they'll see Jesus through my example. And obviously, we're all flawed and we all make mistakes. But doing my best to live up to that standard as best as I can, I think, is important. And one thing I'll say on that before we close on this discussion, Ronald Reagan is someone else I've definitely modeled a lot of my philosophy after. And he said something, and I might botch this up a little bit, but it has stuck with me through the years. And he said that if someone agrees with you 80% of the time, they're your friend and ally, not your 20% traitor. And I think we have to really remember that and realize that there's going to be issues that even us as conservatives are going to disagree with. A lot of that disagreement usually comes down to strategy. We both want to get to the same goal, but how do we get there? And so we have to be, open-minded with each other as conservatives, figure out the best way to move the conservative agenda forward, without any sort of divisiveness.
No, absolutely. I agree. And I have a Reagan mug. So I have that quote running through my head quite a bit, especially when I drink coffee from that mug, because all too often you're right. I think it comes down to just at the end of the day, it might just be strategy or ways in which to reach the goal. Because ultimately,
That's
I think
right.
we all want to reach the same goal. It's just there might be different, could be different tactics, could be a different path altogether to get to the same goal. But we need to focus on the goal more often. Along with this journey to the House of Representatives, you've at the same time had a ton of personal change, which is wonderful. These personal changes that you've had in your personal life are great. How's it been trying to strike that balance between you got a lot going on, both I'm sure occupationally, relationally, personally, and then you're ascending to this position. You're one of 124 in that chamber. How's that been trying to balance all of that?
Wow. It definitely has been a little bit of a challenge. Kind of backing up a little bit. The Lord blessed me with an incredible wife, and we got married last April, April 27th, 2024, one of the best days of my life. And I'm just so thankful for her and her support. If she wasn't behind me the way she is, I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing. And I'm just thankful that the Lord brought her into my life because she is an anchor for me, and really just an incredible helpmate, as the Bible says. And we're blessed. We have a baby girl on the way, due April 19th. And so we are just praising the Lord for that and this new little life that'll be coming into our family. We just can't wait to meet her. But yeah, a lot of changes for sure. And last year was definitely the biggest year of change of my life. Just getting married, getting pregnant. I have a business. I'm a health insurance advisor. I run my own business. And so lots of things going on. But I will say this: the Lord never gives you more than you can handle, and He is always going to show you the right way of dealing with things and managing a crazy schedule.
Right.
And one thing that's very important to me is family. And God, family, country, you have to make sure if you're going to get engaged in the political scene that you've got to keep God first, but you got to keep your family at the front too. And if you don't, it's going to spell disaster for you. We've seen so many political figures fall in different areas, and I don't want that to happen to me. And so keeping my family very much at the forefront and making sure that we keep strong as a family unit is going to be very important. And so again, just kind of go back to your question. The Lord's helping me figure it out. It's going to be a crazy year, but I'm excited to see how the Lord works.
Yeah, April 19th will mark the next time you will say that's the biggest change of my life. I can attest to that. We have one under one, so our daughter's 9 months old, and that's a whole other readjustment period, and I'm not even a legislator, so I'm gonna look forward. I will tell you this: all the crying at home probably will make it a lot easier for all the crying that you'll get under the Copper Dome. I think
That's right.
you might prefer one over the other by the end of the day. Man, can I just stay home? This is a lot easier than dealing with those guys over there. But yeah, back to the, I want to get really quickly before we get out of here, back to the your committee assignments, because I think there's something very interesting that you told me before we came on the air and we were talking. You're a part of the Rules Committee, but you're also a part of the Agriculture Committee, chaired by Chairman Bill Hickson, great representative from the Augusta area. Why is, was it important for you to be on that committee?
Yeah, so Justin, I met with the Speaker Merle Smith over the summer, and in that meeting, I made a request. If at all possible, I would like to serve on the Agriculture Committee. And the reason for that request was because, first of all, Lawrence County is a largely agriculture county, and so we have a lot of farmers. Pine trees, pine tree farms, chicken farms, a lot of farming. And we hadn't had representation on the Ag Committee since 2010. And that was when Jeff Duncan, who went on to be the congressman for the 3rd Congressional District, chaired that committee when he was in the state legislature. And so we've had 14 years since then with zero representation on the Ag Committee. And as a result of that, Lawrence County is actually hurt in some ways because of that. And there was just a big need there that needed to be addressed. And so, my job and my responsibility as a state representative is to make sure that my people are properly represented. And sometimes that means, Justin, putting some of my ambitions, some of the issues that I'm passionate about to the side and putting my people first. And so I am not a farmer, Justin, and I'll be very frank with anybody. I have a lot to learn when it comes to agriculture, but I am very excited to learn because if I can help my people and help them with what they're doing, making farming easier, maybe reduce regulations, whatever it is, to help them, that is my priority. That is what I'll be focusing on. And so I was very honored and just gracious to the speaker. Saw my request, heard my request, and answered my request. And so I am on the Ag Committee, very excited to be there. Bill Hickson, the chair of the committee, fantastic guy. I've actually known him for several years, and very excited to be able to work with him.
That's great. I think it's so interesting. It's been so long since Lawrence County has had somebody on the Agriculture Committee. It's quite stunning, actually, when you think about it. And for it to be that long, and the name you mentioned has now moved on to Congress and is leaving Congress after a time of being there as well. So that shows you the amount of time that's passed for that. Representative Luke Rankin joining us on the Palmetto Family Matters show. Any parting shots for folks who are listening? How can they get in touch with you, especially if they're your constituents? How can they reach out to you as the legislative session begins?
Yeah, well, thanks, Justin, again for having me on the show. Honored to be here. I did just want to make mention real quick. The freshman caucus, we had 19 incoming freshmen this legislative session, 15 Republicans, 4 Democrats, and we went through orientation back in November, and was honored to be elected freshman caucus chair. And so, having that responsibility on top of everything else is exciting. But just we've got great things coming down the pike. And for anyone that wants to get involved or get in touch with me, first of all, they can go to lukerankin.com, and that will take you to my page. And you can find ways to get in touch, help with our reelect campaign, which, believe it or not, I mean, we're already getting figuring stuff out for that. It'll be here before we know it. But if anyone just wants to sign up and get our newsletter, go to lukerankin.com, fill out the contact form, we'll get you plugged in.
Sounds great. That is Representative Luke Rankin, the 14th district up in Lawrence County. He'll be starting the legislative session along with everyone else on Tuesday, January the 14th. Everyone will gavel in and we'll all gather at the state house and under the Copper Dome and just have a great old time for a couple of months. And who knows, maybe make life better for South Carolinians. How about that? How about we do that and make South Carolina a better state to live, work, and raise a family? I think that's a good goal that we can all have together. For
Absolutely.
Representative Luke Rankin and our entire staff at Palmetto Family, I'm Justin Hall. Thank you for watching and listening to our show. This is the fastest growing and strongest conservative talk show in the state of South Carolina. Bar none. And as we get ready to start the legislative session, you're going to want to be sure that you're plugged into what we're doing, along with what Representative Rankin's doing. So go to our website, palmettofamily.org. You can connect with your legislators there. We got a lot of exciting stuff as well coming down the pipe from us that you are going to really enjoy when you get involved with us and start following along with some legislation that we'll be tracking throughout the 2025-2026 legislative session. If you want to donate to Palmetto Family and give to the work that we're doing, we want to be the voice for biblical values in the centers of influence in the state of South Carolina. We believe we are the voice for biblical values in the centers of influence in South Carolina. So if you want to be involved in what we're doing, sign up for our email newsletter as well. You can do that. It's a pop-up right when you go to our homepage. Make sure you sign up for those. You get connected with everything that we're doing. And make sure to follow, subscribe, like, 5-star rating and review this show. Make sure it stays up on your podcast feed. We would appreciate that. It's free, no charge. Subscribe on YouTube. You won't get signed up for a mailing list there. It's just to let us know that you're tracking what we're doing. We appreciate that. Thank you so much for watching and listening today. Have a great weekend. Stay safe, stay warm, and we'll see you back here for the start of the legislative session next week on the Palmetto Family Matters Show.